Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Timmy Allen, the 6'6" senior, preseason All Big 12 team. Shannon pulls up three, and it's good. 73-70 Illinois.
Carter Gilmore, around a pick of Seijan, trying to get free. The freshman in the lane. Bad pass. Stolen by Shannon. Hello. Slam dunk. Shannon with the slam. And it brings the State Farm Center crowd to its feet. The sellout, 15,544.
Nebraska takes on the Fighting Illini tonight at 6 o'clock. That game in Champaign, always a tough place to play. It's Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. He's Damon Benning. I'm Andrew Rogers. We are live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hale Varsity Club. We'll continue talking about this game and the Illinois Fighting Illini right now with Scott Ritchie, Illinois men's basketball and football for the News Gazette. Scott, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Hey, Scott. Illinois is heating up at the right time. You know, the Illini have won six of its last seven, which is probably good because I don't know how many more years Brad Underwood could have afforded knocking off his life with how frustrating things have been in the early going. So what really sparked this turnaround for this team?
Well, I think it was Brad Underwood's willingness to prep everything he was doing offensively and defensively and start over during the season. And I don't know how many coaches might be willing to do that, but on offense, you know, they moved from, well, they still run a little bit of five out, but they've gone back to his spread offense, you know, running it, you know, through the high post, and defensively moved on from switching everything to basically the defense they ran last year, you know, with Dane Danger and the Kofi Coburn role, you know, and drop coverage, and it's worked. I mean, it took a little bit of time maybe to make that adjustment, but, you know, the defense in particular has been much better, maybe more consistent, and, you know, doing enough offensively, you know, to make it work.
Yeah, I want to stay right there with Dane Danger because I think, listen, I get it with Trace Jackson Davis and Edie. There are a lot of bigs that folks talk about other than Dane Danger, and it's not necessarily – any one particular eye-popping stat other than maybe his blocks per game, but he seems to be so integral to what Illinois does when they're going well. What are we missing statistically when we talk about the value of Dane Danger?
Well, it's interesting because he played 9 minutes of college basketball at Baylor before transferring to Illinois, and you know, the coaches spoke highly of him, you know, in the off season, that, you know, he could be a big part of what they wanted to do. It took some time to get there, but I mean, I think it's just, he does a little bit of everything, like, and he's better defensively than I think maybe, you know, anyone expected. He's just got those long arms that certainly help him. And I think on the offensive end, he's sometimes gets maybe a little overconfident and tries some moves he shouldn't, but he's nimble. He's a good passer. They can run things through him in the high post. Mm-hmm. It's just all these little things that sort of add up to him being this key cog where, I mean, I'm not sure anyone outside of Champaign would have anticipated that.
You know, speaking of another key cog, it's the same thing with Matthew Mayer. I mean, you look at him and how he started
starting
the year.
Starting to get it going, maybe.
He points just weren't there. Minutes were. And they started, you know, limited, but, you know, now it's starting to really accrue. He's starting to play close to 30 minutes a game on most nights. I mean, what about him and his ability to step up for this team? Because for the longest time, it was Terrence Shannon for the longest time, and then Danger got involved a little bit, but now Mayer's really started to make his presence known.
Well, I think this is the Matthew Mayer that Illinois was hoping it would get, playing a bigger role, maybe more prominent role than he did at Baylor, where it's fairly egalitarian. It's like everyone's just kind of equal.
It's a great word.
There's no true stars. Although Keontae George maybe this year is a little bit, but it took him some time. This season, he didn't get to Champaign until sort of mid-July, so he missed a lot of that summer where he could have, gotten into a rhythm with his new teammates, gotten used to Adam Fletcher, as a strength and conditioning coach, and a back injury then limited him even more when he got to campus, and then through sort of that early fall. So he just wasn't in, the best shape, best basketball shape at least. Over the last, I guess it's been, 10 or 11 games at this point, I think he's playing up to the potential that everyone maybe thought he had when all those, offseason, these are the best transfers lists, had him, certainly near the top. And no one maybe has more confidence in Matthew Mayer than Matthew Mayer. And I think he showed that Saturday against Wisconsin in the second half. He just kind of took over.
I'm going to take advantage of your crossover here in a second and get the football. But let me ask you one more thing about the game tonight, just because it's fresh in my mind, because he killed Nebraska the first time around. I think he went 12-5. He shot over 50% from the floor. Kind of a pogo stick, too, in Coleman Hawkins, who is a good defender. He's rebounded the basketball well in conference. He kind of gives a nice little wing stopper presence. How has he been able to kind of evolve and fit in as you're trying to work? You got a bucket getter. You got a guy in the post. You got a shooter. What's Coleman Hawkins for Illinois?
He's kind of everything. And I think that's how he fits on this team, is he can do basically everything on the court and doesn't have to be, sometimes doesn't try to be, this go-to scorer, although he could be that too. Like, he's a good shooter, at times needs to be more aggressive, and he frustrates the fan base because he doesn't score, but he does not frustrate Brad Underwood because he does everything else. He rebounds, he's a good passer, he's unselfish, he defends and can defend a lot of positions. I think just he's this sort of, just maybe perfect fit next to the other guys that he's out there with.
Okay, so we're kind of describing it, right? I talked about the bucket getter, that's Shannon. Danger is kind of that guy in the post. You're getting good shooting now from Matty. You have Coleman Hawkins. When you look at this team's makeup relative to some other Brad Underwood teams that have maybe underwhelmed in March, do you like these pieces?
Yes. I mean, I think they have the talent, and maybe, when you look at the tournament and what's hurt them is you've been, trying to both slow down your talented, bigger guards and wings, and then also maybe just not having, enough of that. But they have those pieces now. I wonder, at the lead guard spot, it's freshman.
Yeah.
But Jaden Epps seems to be settling into that role more, and his playing time has ticked up. Yes, he's kind of asserted himself as that guy. He's another guy that can go out and get buckets. But the tournament's such a crapshoot. Obviously, hasn't gone Illinois' way the last couple years for a variety of reasons. I think they have the talent to make a run this year, but this year in college basketball has just been so wildly outrageous at times that who knows how the tournament's going
to
go.
We're talking to Scott Ritchie, Illinois men's basketball and football for the News Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at SRRitchie. Changing gears quickly here to football. Got about 2 minutes here, Scott. Illinois bringing back Ward from K-State now. I mean, he was the running backs coach at Illinois for a few years back around 2016 to 2018. And then, he's had 20 years coaching experience throughout, but he's coming back over from K-State, a program that was so successful last year. Now he coached wide receivers, coming back to coach running backs. How impactful can he be once again for this Illinois program?
I think that was an important hire for Brett Bielema, and mostly because Thad Ward is a recruiter, and Bielema needed a strong recruiter to Well, to replace Corey Patterson at running backs coach, because, you know, Corey was a really good recruiter. You know, Thad obviously has a ton of experience, has experience in Champaign, has experience in the state of Illinois, and, you know, that's been, you know, a central focus for Brett Bielema since he was hired, was, you know, recruiting the state of Illinois better. And, you know, Thad worked at Western Illinois for 6 years, and then he was at Northern for three before his stint here at Illinois. So, I mean, I think it's a good hire. It's an interesting one, you know, that he's coming back on an entirely new, you know, coaching staff. But, I mean, I think the recruiting piece, it was big. And then he's going to, you know, the running back room, there's, you know, a question there because Chase Brown is gone and he was the guy, you know, for, you know, the better part of 2 years. And, you know, someone's going to have to step up, but, you know, Thad's going to have some options, you know, to work with there.
Scott, quickly, we saw Harbaugh do it with quarterbacks and transfers early without developing his own. You've got two in Altmyer and Card. Sustainable?
I mean, I don't know if it's sustainable, but I think that's the way it's going to work. I mean, I wonder what the value is in recruiting high school quarterbacks anymore. Because there's going to be options in the portal every year. And if you can get a guy with a little experience and bring him in and give him a bigger role, that could be good. We'll see.
Scott, we appreciate
Great
it. Thanks
stuff,
so much.
Scott. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Joel Lorenzi up next.